Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on this Valentine's Day from KQWC Radio, being joined this week with Shannon Latham, our state representative, who joins me with their weekly update on what happened at the state capitol this week. And Shannon, very good day to you.
Good morning to you.
Sound like another busy week for you and your lawmakers down there in Des Moines, Shannon.
It sure was. So this week, again, there were a lot of subcommittee and committee meetings. We are working hard to get bills passed and keep them alive. So that first funnel date is when bills that originate in the House must pass through a House committee in order to stay alive. So that's really what the focus has been, is just freeing up time for those subcommittee and committee meetings to happen. But we did have a day of voting. Yesterday, the House passed its own version of the Supplemental State Aid for Schools, which provides public funding for our schools. So that was a big vote yesterday.
What did you hear from educators on that, Shannon, about that vote that you had?
So, you know, by and large, educators would like to see more. In the House, we were working really hard to be able to get it up to what the consumer price index is. So that's why we added on that extra 0.6% in a one-time payment. But in addition to that, I guess I should remind listeners that the governor, in her condition of the state address, proposed a 2% increase. The Senate followed suit by passing a bill over to the House with the 2% increase. And then what we did is we amended that Senate file. We increased the state supplemental aid to 2.25%. And then we also provided money for the second phase of teacher salary increases. Like I mentioned, we have that one-time increase of the 0.6% SSA payment. That alone equates to $22 million for schools. We included a $10 increase in per pupil equity. We increased the operational sharing budget, and then we increased the school transportation cap to help out with some of the transportation costs across some of the districts. So, like I said, when you add all that together, it totals about a 3.9% in state funding, increase in state funding for our public schools.
Mm-hmm. What else did you cover this past week there, Shannon, for the legislature?
Yeah, so in some of the committees, for example, there was, out of the Education Committee, they passed an ag education bill that I co-sponsored along with my friend Representative Chad Ingalls. And what this will do will be increase support for ag education. And what's happening is there are schools across Iowa that are not providing money to help FFA advisors and ag education teachers cover the hours that they spend in the summer. Mm-hmm. And it's really problematic because we're seeing a lot of teachers, by the time they get to years, you know, 6 through 10, that's when they are starting to have families, they need to cover childcare costs. And then as a result, some of them are leaving teaching and going to industry. And it's really unfortunate. We need to have more of those ag education teachers here in our state. So what this bill would do is provide a grant program. So schools that have an ag education program that's younger than 10 years old could request 100% of those extended hours to cover the cost of the extended hours for the ag education teacher. And then other programs could request 50% of that cost. And so, you know, I greatly benefited from my years in FFA. And, you know, thanks to my FFA advisor for taking me to some of those extracurricular activities and really helped pointing me down a career path of agriculture. And I just, you know, there's just so many great benefits of those programs, from meeting people, networking, developing skills like public speaking, just all sorts of skills that you can use throughout your life. So I really hope that this bill catches some traction this year and helps strengthen our ag education across the state of Iowa.
And this bill is coming at the right time because this month of February, one of the weeks ahead, is FFA week, so that should come in handy.
Yeah, in fact, Pat, I think FFA week, National FFA week, begins tomorrow. I think it's the 15th through the 22nd.
All right, so congratulations to all the FFA students as we celebrate their accomplishments for each and every day around here. Shannon, what else made news this week at the Capitol?
Yeah. So also I guess just from our district alone, when we're speaking about FFA, I just had such a great time this week welcoming the South Hamilton FFA officer team and their advisor, Mr. Ness, and their student teacher, Mr. Peterson. So they were there for STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math careers. I think it's important for us to remember that agriculture is science, and so enjoyed welcoming them into the house. As well. So that was a little bit about what was going on in my committees this week.
Indeed. So as we get set for next week, what do you think will be major issues for next week?
Yeah, I think, it'll be interesting to see what comes to the House floor. So pharmacy benefit managers reform, they're really the middlemen between manufacturers and the consumers, and so they are putting a real squeeze on the profits, especially for our independent pharmacies. So that bill passed out of the Commerce Committee, and I hope that comes to the floor, because I feel really strongly that we need to help put some guardrails on there and help protect our independent pharmacists, especially from some of these unfair pricing practices. It doesn't matter if you live in rural Iowa or urban Iowa, they're becoming deserts where we don't have pharmacists anymore. And that's really especially problematic for people with, for families as well as for older Iowans. So that is definitely a big issue. The governor's energy bill dropped, and so that's been getting a lot of attention this week. And so that's such a big bill. I don't see that coming to the floor soon, but mm-hmm. It's definitely a bill that people are working on, and it's definitely a high-profile bill.
Now, will you meet Shanna on Monday or Tuesday? Because
yes.
Monday knows the federal holiday for President's Day, but you'll be meeting again on Monday the 17th.
Yes, we will be meeting on Monday. The only holiday we get off from the Iowa legislature is Martin Luther King Day. Otherwise, we are there.
Also want to remind the folks that your program with the Dennis Guth has been postponed until the following Saturday. That will be on the 22nd, I believe.
That's right. So 1 week, it's just being postponed 1 week. Hopefully the weather will be better then, and hopefully everyone in our district will stay safe and sound at home. It's pretty crazy to think that we've had such a great and mild winter, and then...
Right.
Now it's coming in like a lion, I guess.
Oh, for sure. So, again, that's next Saturday, the 22nd, for the program with this Shanna Latham, our state representative, whom I'm speaking with, and the state senator, Dennis Guth. So if you have any questions, comments, and concerns, your meeting starts at, I believe, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, right, 11, at Iowa Central in Webster City.
All right, Iowa Central in Webster City for legislative program. So, Shannon, we'll talk to you again next week at the same time.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.